Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now. We're back. You know what, dude? Live. Welcome, everybody, to the show. I started the social media and podcasting. The fact. The YKW Dude Podcast.
YKWD's back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD.
This podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up, you're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
Sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original.
Original.
What's up, everybody? It's Robert Kelly. I'm back in the YKWD Comedy Cellar Studios, above the world-famous Comedy Cellar. I got a great show for this, but before we get into it, if you're watching this on YouTube, just hit the subscribe button for me. Just click the little thing. It's right down there. And leave a comment and hit the like button, the thumbs up button, if you don't mind. It's free, and it helps out the page, and much appreciated. And if you want to watch it live, if you want to leave comments, if you want to be in the chat live, go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly and become part of the Patreon, and you're here. Everything else I do extra. You get an extra YKBD, you get the Cawthorn Kelly, you get to be in the thing live, you're always there, you get the JLP party. I got a bunch of stuff up there, and it's for the price of a cup of coffee. So now we get into the show. I'm very excited about this week's guest, I suck at this. I've been doing broadcasting for fucking 20 years. I still am a mush mouth. It's my Busey lips. That's what it is. I'm very excited about my guest. She's a friend of mine. She's been on a lot before. We've done shows together in JFL, and we've had dinner together, but we've never had sex. It's crazy. Yamanika Saunders, what's up? How you doing?
Not lack for me trying. You know, you went and got married and all this other stuff.
I fucked up, right?
You know, it is what it is.
It's funny. Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
If I wasn't married.
Yeah.
I feel like we would have either be a couple or been a couple.
Oh, I definitely would have been with you. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But you have a beautiful wife and son, so
fuck that bitch. Don't ruin this talk. She doesn't listen to the show.
Awesome. No, they're so
whatever. So come awesome. On.
No, I love them. They're sweet.
What? Stop bringing them up. Now you brought the kid into it. Oh, now my thing went right down.
I'm sorry.
But, no, but I think that right. We would have. I mean,
yeah. You have
now,
a great personality. You're smart, charismatic. And you're not a dick.
I'm going to leave my wife. I'm dumping her right now. Here's my phone. She's never said that about me.
I'm sorry.
She's never said any of that about me.
I'm sorry. That
she's called me a dick,
sure she has.
Said I'm stupid, and said I'm not funny.
No,
how's
she's
that?
No, I know she's never said you're not funny.
I am funny. That's what gets her juices wet. She's from Boston. Bobby, you make me laugh. That's why my pussy gets wet. Oh, I can't say that. Now we're fucking demonetized. Sorry, nerd watching this.
Yeah.
Anyways, so you think we'd hook up? We think we'd be now, yeah. Ask you a question. Would we be a thing or would we be a thing? Or a thing? Would it be a thing or would we be a thing?
I think now that I'm getting older. And sort of calm down. Yeah, I think it would be a thing. Back then, I don't think it would have been a thing.
It would have been
because I would have been.
It would have been a thing, not a thing.
Yeah,
it would have been like a one when we were in JFL. We probably do
no, not like a one thing, but it would have been like, let me call you like when the spot's over. Where you at?
I'm a booty call. Oh shit! You call me, be like, yo, where you at? And I'd be like, because I'm 52, I'm sleeping.
Right.
And wake up.
Listen, I'd be right next to you sleeping.
Yeah, our sex would be like, because it's now. It'd be like 2 seconds.
Yeah, for
just
real.
Just be us masturbating in a bed together.
Basically, yeah. I'm so boring now.
Are you boring now?
Yeah, I've been diagnosed with everything. I'm on everything.
I'm sorry. What the fuck? What are you doing?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with ADHD, so
okay.
I'm like on medicine for that. It calms me, it centers me.
What's this medicine? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm on Instagram, social media, mm-hmm. and there's this, you know, you have some dude with some fucking farm and then a mountain.
Yeah.
You know, you have ADHD is if you wake up 3 times in the night and sneeze.
Yeah.
You know you have ADHD if your asshole's ever itched more than 5 times a day. And I'm like, I got it. I got it. My asshole itches all the time.
Yeah.
How do you get diagnosed?
Well, one of the interesting things is women don't get diagnosed until later on in life because they're really focused on boys having ADD and focusing on that, and a lot of the spastic energy that comes with it. I don't know. For a while, I didn't know if I wanted to take medicine, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, I want to be really open and authentic to what I'm doing. But it's so great to focus.
You know, it's funny you say that. I don't take medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I go to therapy. I go to meetings, you know, for years, for my whole 38 years. But I told my therapist, I'm like, why can't I take something? You know I got something. Mm-hmm. You know I'm bipolar.
You got to go to a psychiatrist.
Okay.
Therapists cannot give you any prescriptions. They can only listen to your problems.
I went to
a psychiatrist.
You have a psychiatrist. How did he diagnose you with it? How did he know you had this? And then what did he give you for it?
Okay. Well, I think it starts off in sessions and just conversations. And, you know, I'm like, Jim Norton has the iTic. I always have the iTic. It's anxiety.
You have a Jim Norton iTic?
Yeah, I do.
How come I've never noticed it?
Because I'm pretty
Oh, I know why. Because you don't look like a fucking baby bird at a
No. nest. I'm pretty good at hiding it. When I was on Meredith Vieira every day, it's like I can't be on camera for a long period of time before it starts to activate.
Right.
They would always be in my ears going, eyes, you know.
What?
Because like I do that. Like start to have anxiety.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. And I've been doing that since I was a kid. Wow. And, Jim and I have been on a couple things together where
I'll say
to him, who's going to blink? Am I, you know, like, are you blinking or am I? Because we can't both be doing, Morse code up
there's
here.
There's people at home having strokes. I feel sick. Why? I don't know. These fucking two people are blinking.
Right. I think it's I'm not uncomfortable talking about it because I think a lot of people are not dealing with things that they should be dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, it's a mixed bag with my parents. My dad, who's going to hate that I'm saying anything about him because he hates people knowing anything about him.
He's old school.
He's very old school. So is my mom. But I mean, my dad is like, he doesn't. He's kind of tough. He's like, if you say you got this, you got it. Stop saying you have, he's
you
like,
got, yeah.
Sergeant, the whole thing. And him and I are actively working out. We're doing a fitness thing together. So he is like my drill sergeant, constantly checking in on me. So he's not really happy that I'm taking something for it. But, my mother is kind of like, I had a show in San Francisco and I was in a beautiful hotel and I went to show my mother the, a patio opened out and the wind. And she was just like, call me before you go to bed. I want to make sure you're not going to jump out the window.
What?
And I'm like, she's like checking on it. And I'm like, it really isn't like that. It's just.
What is it?
I take Vyvanse.
Vyvanse.
Yes.
What does that do?
It focuses you in. What I discovered is that a lot of college kids take it and they may not necessarily have ADD. It just focuses I'll be doing 1,000 different things. Oh, I got to do this. I got to run over here, do that. But, because I'm like one thing and then I don't finish this thing, cause now that thing is taking precedent in the whole thing. I just have a bunch of chaos and clutter and projects not getting done. And then I get anxiety and frustrated because of that. Then depression happens.
They start blinking.
And all of that. Right. And it just builds up. And now when I'm focused, it's like I complete a task and then I can go do this other thing. And it's like, I went from like the pandemic where it was really stressful and a lot of things went down like with everybody. I'm not acting like I'm the only person that went through that. My place was a mess. And then got on this, started taking Vyvanse and my place is clean. You can eat off the floor. It's so.
So you clean. Got it. Get, it really
thrown
gets
out
you
so much stuff. I've donated so much stuff.
Is it like Adderall?
Yeah, it is a form of Adderall. Yeah.
Because you know what I lost the weight, right?
You look amazing, by the way.
Thank you, Mama. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. What happened? I found out recently in the last few months, if I don't work out, if I don't do like a weightlifting or some type of boxing or some workout, I go back into depression.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens to me chemically. And I'm out. And I want to sit on the couch. I start to compare and despair. I got to depressed. I got to fucking resent. All these negative shit folds in. And I know now. I'm aware of it. I'm like, oh, I didn't work out for 2 days.
Yeah.
And then I go work out for like, I don't know, 40 minutes, not even.
Yeah.
And I'll jump on the sauna. I've been doing a sauna 4 times a week.
Oh, that's good. And that's why your skin looks so good.
Thank you. And I think my mom banged a Filipino guy.
probably.
Yeah, probably too. Joe Coy's uncle. Being on that money. I should get those people. Come on, people. I love mayonnaise. I don't know. Is that a thing? I don't even know if that's a thing. I'm sorry, Joe. But I immediately feel something drops. Something mm-hmm. drops in my brain, mm-hmm. is released. And I feel me again, and yeah. I feel great for a workout, and it just gets me going.
The endorphins,
again.
And it's all of that stuff that, you know. I was telling my trainer Naima, who trains me, I was telling her, like, for me, when I started with her, I was 313 pounds, just from adding all that stuff in from the pandemic,
right,
and everything.
The pandemic
like that.
Was a motherfucker.
It's hard, and then what would stop me is I started my algorithm changed on Instagram, and it was like, follow all these people that do fitness and health, and follow these girls who like look like this and have that. And then it was like I was stalling my own work because I would get frustrated, because it's like, well, I'm never, you know, going to be like that. Mm. And just having a conversation with Naima and talking about like understanding genetics, understanding you know, having a specific plan for yourself. When I have a specific plan and I know it's for me and for my body and what's working, I get really energized to go in. So I was like, last night it was hard for me to go to bed because I hadn't been to the gym most of last week because I was very busy.
And you're thinking of me, probably.
Yeah.
Tonight was going to happen. You'd be like,
right.
I gotta get in my undies and get this out, because tomorrow I might fuck up a marriage.
Undies. I don't wear undies.
What?
But anyway,
what?
It was exciting. I was so excited. Right. I couldn't go to sleep. Yeah. So it was like 5 a.m. And I'm like, you know, so it was like, I'm glad that I'm at that place and really excited about working out for me, because for so long it has been to prove a point or, you know, get attract attention mm-hmm. or something like that. Now it's just like, man, I feel good. I look good. And I see the progress, and I'm excited to see what's on the other side.
Yeah. Well, that you, it's funny you say that, because when I started working out again, everybody was like, dude, you got to do this, dude. You got to do that. You got to do this. And in my head, I was like, one thing I said, I'm not listening to anybody. Don't listen. People go, what should I do? Don't fucking listen to me or anybody
right.
else. You got to do what you can do. And I knew I could walk. And I could do dumbbells.
Oh, walking is the best.
Walking and dumbbells. I lift weights, but I 10 pounds. I started at 10 pounds. I do more now because I have to.
Okay.
I got a pair of adjustable dumbbells and walked. And I'm like, that's
Bobby,
it.
I got something that I there's a, because it's going to be a promo. I don't want to, and they're not paying me.
Are you freaking out? Is it medication?
No,
what's happening?
It's not.
Right now?
Because I'm so excited about this thing I have in my house.
You're excited?
That is a weight system. I'm not going to mention the name because they ain't paying us.
All right, what?
But
what
it is. It
mention
is,
it. They'll pay us.
It's called Tempo. I use Tempo.
I wanted Tonal.
Okay.
You
all
got
right.
Tempo.
I have Tempo. But I Tempo want... because I live in an apartment, so I
right.
need space, you know, like, so it's all compartmentalized.
Yeah.
And I use Tempo.
It has the
I,
weights.
It has
Tempo
the
has
weights.
The weights.
And I
little
have
door.
The app to it. It's
right.
great.
How much
and,
a month?
A 40 for the app.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Plus, then I have my Peloton that I get on.
I can't do
so
it.
I
is
have
that a
like,
bike.
Yeah, you
can't
don't
do it.
Why?
Because my asshole hurts.
No, you have no,
no.
You got to get no,
my asshole
no.
Hurts.
No. I remember when I first got my Peloton, I was so excited to get it, and then I sat on it, and I was like, oh no, my butt hurt, and yep. I cried because I had already spent like $3,000 on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I mean, I could get fucked in the ass for $3,000.
But right,
have fun.
I mean, yeah,
have,
I'd fuck you in the ass for $3,000.
No
but
way.
Yeah, maybe $250.
$250? I'm in. I'll fucking get that on me. I'll go back to your house
you
tonight.
You know, we on a writer's strike. I listen. That price is gonna go. Down.
Nah, I'm gonna wait till next week.
Yeah, it'd be some pennies.
I'm gonna
by
go to
then.
The house and get fucking strap some shit on.
Yeah, I'll let the cats join in and everything. Meow meow.
I'll get you some gaffer's tape. We'll film it. We'll improv. We'll put it out
yeah.
as a show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch and Bob. That's what we call it. Danny, you in?
I'm in.
But you have to. Somebody said this to me. They said, give it 2 weeks. So I went and got, there's paddings that you can get on through Amazon for the seats. You gotta go through the pain.
Can I tell you why? I hate bike people. Bike people bug me. Bike people, I hated that stupid movie with the bike guy. What was that called? What was the thing with the bike? Quicksilver? Remember that movie?
No, I don't.
I hate it.
No.
And they're on the 10 speed and the Tour de France. Suck it.
Oh, you know, Bobby, it's like.
And I hate people going like this.
The culture.
Come on. You got it.
But you need motivation.
I don't. You know what I do? This is what I, like I said.
Yeah.
You got to do what you want to do. You have to, I hate
that.
There it is. Quicksilver. Who was in that? Kevin Bacon? Yeah, fuck that.
Oh, my God. When did I miss that?
Good movie. But I hated the bike part of it.
It seems like the whole thing is bike. He's in a bike in the.
It's a dumb romance with a bike wrapped around it. It was in New York City. He got hit by a cab, as he should. I think it should be legal to hit anybody on a stupid bike. I hate them all.
Oh my God, poor Kevin Bacon. He always looking distressed in every movie cover of his.
I know, he's always distressed. That's all his movies. The whole bike thing. It just fucking bugs me. I just can't do it. I don't like someone yelling at me. You know what I like? I go on YouTube and I have this guy. His name is Midas. He's this shredded black dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he lifts like 20-pound dumbbells. He's like, yeah, shredded. He could be doing all that other shit.
Yeah.
He's like, let's just do this.
But that's because he's doing his own workout outside of this.
This is for dudes like me. 20.
Yeah, he ain't.
Yeah, there he is. Look at him.
Yeah,
there's my boy.
No. He didn't.
15. Look at this.
No,
is what gets
he
me.
He doesn't have those pectoral ranges.
No.
By doing 20.
No, not at
pounds.
All. But this is for me. 15 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, chest back. It's all dumbbells. It's all it is. And you can do it anywhere. 10-minute workout. Look at this guy right here. This guy right here. Look at, feel that. Feel that.
Feel it. Go ahead. Feel it.
Oh my! Oh wow!
Yeah, baby,
that guy right there, that guy.
You ought to bring him on.
I would. I would love to bring him on shirtless. Put him right between us. We could get him in that thing we're gonna do with the 250.
I don't
for the
like
250?
All the muscles.
The thing
though.
For 250 that you're gonna do.
Yeah, but I don't like guys that have muscles.
Like I like them.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't. Like
I like a little dysfunction.
What are you talking about? You like a little chub?
Yeah.
Nice. That's why we're
just. I like a regular. Body, but I'm very much into hand. I like a guy with masculine hands.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's weird. You know
Bobby,
I mean?
Your hands is as soft as a baby bottom. Looks like you just got out of the NICU.
That was, be careful when you say that. I just fucking scared the shit out of me. I was like, what is that? I'm so mad at my wife to this day. She
Why?
Said 15 years ago.
Yeah.
She told me, just in passing, like we're just hanging out, I have thin fingers. Look at me, Dawn. Still hate you for that.
You've got nice fingers.
I got nice, but are they thin? It bothered me so much. Even to this day, I look at my hands.
I don't
hands.
Know. 15 years ago, they probably were thinner than this.
I don't know, but they look all right.
You have man hands.
Oh, fuck her. She wants to bang a plumber. I know that. She wants to bang
That's
some.
That's every woman's fantasy because we hate clogs. Yeah.
What do you mean you hate a
You
clog?
Know how hard it is to get hair out of the drain? I'll fuck you to get some hair out of my drain.
If I was a woman, I would fuck to get everything done. I have a new kitchen. I have a new bathroom, new cabinets. Anything I need. I'd use my pussy. I would lose my pussy like Luis Gomez uses fucking Instagram to get rides.
Yeah,
I would never pay for Uber. I'd be like, listen, I'm gonna suck your dick if you can get me from Caroline's
like
to the cellar.
You think sucking dick is easy? We actually, I'm not gonna tell you who was involved in this conversation, but I was at an event where some comics were, and I walk up to a group of them, and they're talking about. Would you rather, and it's guys, right?
Would you rather
have suck Shaquille O'Neal's dick
or
have him fuck you in the ass? And the guys are so stupid because they're like, oh, my mouth, I don't want nothing in my mouth. My mouth is, I'll take it to ass because my mouth, and I'm just like, you, because you're not a woman. Like, you've never had anything up your ass. Like, it's, as a woman, it's difficult to get shit up your ass. So imagine your untethered male ass that has never been ventured upon before being cracked open by one of the largest niggas in the NBA. Come on.
Can I say something?
Time out. I shouldn't have said the N-word. Sorry.
No, I would suck his dick. As a guy who had stuff in his ass, too. So...
Why would you suck his dick?
I'd suck his dick. I don't want that.
You know
big
how
thing.
Big his dick is?
Yeah, but I'll take a hand and a hand. And
nah, bro.
I ain't taking it in the butt. I'm not taking it in the butt. You think I'm taking Shaq in the butt?
No, actually, you're right. I'm off.
You can do dick tricks. You're absolutely right.
I'm
look
wrong.
At it.
Because
look
I
up.
Told them not to
do-
take it in the ass.
No.
But they think taking it in the ass.
No. That,
you know what it is? Because guys take mega poops.
Yep. We do.
And then you guys think, oh, I just dropped a ton of loads and I can take it in the ass. It's like, nah, bro. Trust me, when it go out, yeah. it feel different than when it come in.
All right, why'd you just turn into fucking Flavor Flav? yeah, boy, when it goes out, it different than coming in, son.
I love how you, what? Who was that?
I don't know, it was fucking Yellowstone's Flavor Flav. It was Kevin Costner's Flavor Flav.
It had to be.
But here's the thing, too. When you look at a shit in the toilet, you think it's big, but it's the water. It's like a rearview mirror. It looks bigger in the water.
First of all, I think that's also a man thing. I'm not saying I haven't looked at a shit here and there, but I think men go into dissecting shits.
Yeah.
And in a way where you guys should have your own show on, like, the Discovery Channel.
The shit show?
Yeah, the shit show. Yeah.
You know, just a guy in a toilet, and then you go, like, all right, I'm done. All right, who's going to look? And then we take bets and we gamble.
Yeah.
That should be a real.
That would be the number one show in America.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, I think it's a big one. And you look, it's just a little nuggets.
Yeah, you have competitions every week. You know?
I think that 100% suck his dick. It wouldn't even be a question.
Yeah, no, you're right. I got turned around. You'd rather have his dick in your mouth than his dick in your teeny little tiny unventured man butthole.
Yes. Yes. Well, not unventured, but yes.
Bobby, you really trying to come out?
No, I've never had any. Okay. I've never had. It wasn't fucking. Look, it wasn't discovered. You know what I mean? Like America. My ass is like the rain.
Sometimes girls get frisky and they.
Yeah.
You know.
My ass is like the rainforest. They've been in there. They find a couple artifacts, but they can't run out by like some stuff.
Well,
they ran away.
The thing that the girls are doing now, what is it called? Pegging?
Yep.
Yeah. So.
I don't want that. I would never want to be pegged. Here's why. I feel like some point you'd snap a photo. I feel like some point I'd look back, you'd be like Instagram, like, what's up? And I'd have to fight you for your phone.
Yeah.
Someone would have to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would, if I look back and you were pegging me and you were like, yo, you alive, because you love alive Instagramming, you like, check it out, fucking this white boy in the butt.
No, nobody. I think if you're a woman and you want to do that for your guy, I think you're already on board and cool with it. I don't think you're going to be the type of girl that's going to, you know, embarrass him about it. Yeah. I've never had a guy ask me to do that, but I do like to overwhelm a guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I like to be in the control position. So I'm surprised why no one's ever asked me that, but.
I'm going to tell you something. If your dad's mad at you talking about, like, medication and shit. He's
going to
be mad as hell if you're fucking...
No, my dad is such a player from the Himalayas. He ain't... Please. He'll be like, yep, that's my daughter.
I'm so white, I was going to go, he's from the Himalayas? That is a thing.
It's an old reference.
I'm sorry. I think... Well, this is... It's weird to me because you're also... You're religious.
Mm-hmm.
You're very religious.
Yeah.
Right?
I believe in God.
You believe in God.
Not
a lot of people do that anymore.
Well, you know, I was having a conversation. I have something that I'm working on, and we've been doing a lot of deep dive into spirituality and religion. Some people say they're religious, they're not spiritual. Some people say they're spiritual, not religious. Some people say, you know, I believe in God, I don't go to church. Everybody's sort of like coming up with their own ways in which to talk to a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
And I think over time, I think what's happening is there's a new movement, especially with like young Black people who are skeptical of Christianity, skeptical of being indoctrinated into something that sort of restricts you in a lot of ways and has justified a lot of wrongs.
Yeah.
So now I'm sort of becoming a relic, right? Because I'm like becoming that old school black woman that like, oh, Jesus, oh, he, you know, and they're just like, oh, you know, oh, you're so, you know, so, and I have like a lot of friends who are also, you know, collegiate and, you know, they're just like an academic to them. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. But I think that at the end of the day, none of it was supposed to make sense. Because that's what faith is,
yeah.
You know, and that's what it says in the Bible, that faith is the evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm. So that is the definition of faith, is that I don't know, but I believe. So I try to keep that in mind as much as possible. I don't believe everything that is said to me by man. And I do believe that, you know, God is more loving than the people that represent him.
Mm-hmm.
So as long, I try my best not to be a thorn in the side of people getting into faith. I try to be an example of anything. So,
well, it's weird to me that you bring up God now, and it's terrible. Like you look, it's weird. Mm-hmm. To, you know what I mean? It's like you believe in God. It's like, well, yeah, dude. I believe in God too. I believe in God. I pray, and people are like, what? Yeah, dude. It's what I do. I'm sorry. It's a positive perspective on life for me. It centers me. It gives me you know, intent for my day to start here and end here, and have, you know, that's just what I do.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, yeah, but you talk about this and this and that. It's like, I know. That's fine. That's what I do on stage.
I mean, well, you being, listen.
Because you pray.
I pray.
And then you go on stage and you're like, you suck that dick.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not doing so much sex material now.
Oh, but you,
I'm
really?
Yeah, no. I've been a long time.
I don't judge you like
no,
that.
No, it's not even a judge about that. I'm, whatever is happening in my life, and, you know, even when I was talking about sex, there was a purpose behind it. Never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
But I feel like, you know, everyone believes in something, you know, yeah, which is why I don't let people really tear me down about it. It's like, you know, if you can walk this life, which requires you to, you know, the oxygen to go into your body and for your heart to pump,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, for the way your mind works and the things that have to happen inside your body for your body to function, move forward. Well, all of these things that come together that we don't think about. And I think a lot of people, they don't think about it. They don't see it. So they're just like, there ain't no God. But if we can have a computer, like, how does that even make sense? How does, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like these waves and electrodes and that's going, like, that's so fascinating and that's so interesting. And some people can't grasp that, but we understand that computers are there and that they work.
Yeah. I don't understand. Here's the thing. Whatever gets you through, whether it's weed, Adderall, Jesus, Moses, Satan, whatever.
No,
I don't give
people,
a shit.
Yeah, I get it. We don't give a shit. But to be fair to my faith, I'm not. I always tell people I'm not the best representation of Christianity by any means. I fail every day.
Right.
And that's why I have to go to Christ. I pray, I ask for forgiveness, I ask for consciousness and to correct things that need to be corrected, but also still ask him to allow me to still have the parts of me that make me unique and fun,
right,
who I was, who I am. But for some people to not know that whatever somebody believes in, there needs to be a respect for that. I think that's what's happening right now, where there's not a lot of respect for that.
There's not a lot of respect for what people believe.
Believe.
In. Right. And you should let people believe
what
in what they
believe.
Want to believe.
Right.
And don't, you know, like Bill Maher is like, fuck God. All right, dude, that's cool. I, you know, it's weird because people, when I say I pray, like I'll pray in the morning, people are like, what? Because they think because of what I say on stage or the type of dude I am that I don't have spirituality, that I don't believe in something. But I do. That's just me.
I mean, even that statement about to God, it's like, that's not even not believing. That's like the opposite of believing. I mean, to have that kind of reaction towards God
is weird.
It means that, I mean, because you would be indifferent to God if you didn't believe. Like, there would be no need to acknowledge.
Right.
And so to have the fervor, to have the passion behind, to even make reference to him is, you know, acknowledging him.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. But it, for me, I feel like my son sees me pray.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over one day, he was just sitting quietly. I go, what are you doing? He's like, I'm praying. I'm like, all right. I know he don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't
That's
know.
A proud moment.
But it's like, all right, dude, we just sat there for a couple minutes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, because I knew, I don't know if he knew what he was doing. So I was like, tell me to this day, treat people that want to be treated.
Yeah.
Help me do, if I can help somebody, help me help them.
Yeah.
And for the people that need help, you go help them. And I give them, you know, I pray for them too. I pray for my family. I love my family. And so he heard me saying that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he kind of knows where I'm coming from, what this thing I'm doing. So I'm not just sitting there looking like a maniac with my slippers on, you know, with a half a heart on. You know what I mean?
It's better than my grandmother who's running around with holy oil, throwing holy oil over the wall every morning. And it was like,
I miss religion like that, though. My grandma.
We need that oil to make pancakes. Hello? You throwing it all up on the wall?
My grandmother worked at the rectory.
Okay.
So, which is where the priest lives.
Yeah, that's all. That's like, I know you couldn't get away with nothing, Bobby. I know I was watching you like a hawk.
I had to go over there, and she would be there ironing the priest's clothes, making them dinner.
Watching
school. General Hospital. Yes. And I would have to sit there after school with my grandmother at the rectory, and the priest would come down, hello, Robert. I'd be like, hi, Father Burns. And she would give me like a little, like a cracker with a piece of cheese. You know, priest food.
Yeah.
Boring fucking priest food, right? And I remember I had to sit there and I'd be like, can I have some money? And she'd finally give me a couple bucks and I'd be like, gone.
Yeah.
And I'd go get some candy and some shit like that. But yeah, I remember she used to be all the time. I used to love going to church back in the day. When I went to Europe.
Yeah.
And I went to the churches in Europe, in Rome, in Milan.
What's up with them?
Listen to me. You don't know a church until
right. The Lord. I can't get down. I need some tambourines. I need some like almost we was at the club kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like where you go, is this Jesus or is this, you know what I'm saying? Bobby Brown. What's
Jesus
happening?
Jesus in the house. Yeah. Jesus in the house.
Hey, when
Jesus
white people in go in, like, oh my God, this is interesting. Hello.
There's Milan right there. I went, that church right there, that's Milan.
Oh, wow. Now that's money.
I went on the top of that church and took a nap.
What do you mean?
So you can take... You can go up the stairs, pay extra money, and go to the top of the church. See if you can pull that up. You can go up to the top and walk around that whole church. So I went up to the top of it, and I just sat on the roof, and it was so beautiful, and it was so nice out, I fell asleep.
But
Bobby,
I want to do something, please.
You want to do butt sex?
I mean, later, but can I do something that's going to hurt
make out?
You?
You want to make out? What? What do I want to do?
So
you need me to shut the cameras off?
No, I
don't. No.
But I want to do something.
What are you gonna do?
This is unprecedented.
Okay, do it.
And don't stop me.
I'm not gonna.
Okay.
I'm not gonna do it.
I have to.
You have oil?
A little backstory, real quick.
Oh shit.
So, what was it? When did we do the first time we did JFL? Like,
oh no.
Well, this is 7 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Or eight.
Yeah.
And so I told a story about this family. I'm not going to do it. And this family and a monkey in a car accident. And
why can't you do it?
Well, that's not the point of why. This inspired me to do another joke.
Okay.
But the joke is so bad. And I'll come back on one day and tell it because Bobby picked up the podcast and walked it away from me into another room.
Oh, yeah.
All of you guys left me.
Yeah.
And you locked the door so that I could not come in.
Yep.
To talk anymore.
Yep.
And
you got mad.
I did get mad. I was
tell you
banging on the
No, let me tell you something. I was on the other door, and here's what happened. You started scaring me. It was funny, and then it got scary, and I was like, if I open this door, I'm dead.
Because so I'm an only child, and I want what I want when I want it.
Man, did you want it. You were like, you called, you were fucking motherfucker. You said motherfucker. Enough's enough. I don't know. You said some shit like that. Some J-Lo shit. Like, enough's enough.
Some J-Lo on the six.
Right. Yeah, man. So.
But no, Bobby, let me do this. Let me do this. Oh, no. And you'll know why at the end.
You gonna leave?
No.
Lock me out of my own podcast?
No, absolutely.
You gonna fuck me
not.
In the ass?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, this is one of my mother's favorite jokes, by the way, which was also that other joke you kicked me out for is one of my mother's favorite jokes.
God.
So, there's a guy named Joe. Okay, you guys listening? Because he's going to tune out. I need you guys' support.
I'm in. You brought your mom into it. I'm in.
So, there's this guy named Joe, and he's going to a bunch of bars with his friends, right? So, they walk into one bar, and everybody's like, hey, Joe. Hi, Joe. How you doing, Joe? And, you know, they go and they drink, and then they go to another bar. And as soon as they walk in, it's like, hey, Joe. Hi, Joe. How you doing, Joe? And Joe's friend is like, wow, like, everywhere we go, they, like, know your name. And Joe's like, yeah, everybody knows me. He goes, yeah, you know, I mean, in this town. He goes, no, everybody knows me in the world. And so his friend goes, that's not true. I know there's places where people don't know you. So then they go to the next town. The same thing happens there. They go to the next state. The same thing happens there. And so Joe says to his friend, he says, I told you everybody knows me. And his friend goes, I promise you there's somebody in the world that has no idea who you are. So Joe said, okay, if you can find a person that doesn't know who I am, I will give you $5,000. So then Joe's friend said, I bet that the Pope doesn't know you. And so they go to the Vatican, right? They fly there, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And Joe makes his way up there to where the Pope is. And the Pope brings Joe out to the congregation. And he says, look, everybody, look who's here. And they go, hey, Joe. Hi, Joe. How you doing, Joe? And Joe goes back down to find his friend, and he sees his friend passed out, and they have to put smelling salts underneath his nose to wake him up. Okay. And Joe's like, oh, my God, are you like, did you pass out because, you know, the Pope knows me and you realize that you owe me $5,000? And Joe's friend goes, no, I passed out because the lady standing next to me said, who's the pointy guy in the pointy hat with Joe?
I want you out of the studio. I can't believe you.
Who's the guy in the pointy hat with Joe? Come on, Bobby. You are trying not to laugh at that.
All right, listen.
That was a fucking journey we went on.
That was a long fucking journey.
And it was clean. No, it wasn't long. Clean. I cut it down.
You cut it down?
Yeah, because when you read it, it's like 6 pages.
My tits are sweating. Jesus Christ.
You loved it, Bobby. Don't do that to me. You loved it.
All right. I didn't love it, but it was
cute.
Good. Do you want to hear my joke?
Yes.
This is my favorite joke. Three guys die and go to heaven.
Okay.
They get to the pearly gates of heaven. And St. Peter's there, and he's like, I don't have room. We're full. I can take one of you. Whoever died the most violent death, I'll allow into heaven. I'll hear stories one by one. I'll make my decision at the end. Fine. They get in. First guy goes in. Okay, I come home from working all day. Construction. Come home. This candle's lit. Romantic music playing. I know she's in there with somebody. I know she's in there having sex with somebody. I check the bathroom. Nobody's there. I check the shower. Nobody's there. I check the bedroom. Nobody's there. Closets, nobody. All of a sudden, there he is. I see him hanging off my balcony. I go over, I punch his hands, he won't fall. I kick his hands, he won't fall. I get a hammer, I smash his hands, he finally falls. I look down, he's in the bushes, he's still alive. I grab the fridge, I throw the fridge down on his head.
Oh my God.
And kill him. I'm so mad from this and so distraught, I take a shotgun, blow my brains out.
Oh no. After all that work?
So he goes, all right, that's pretty bad. Uh-huh. That's a bad death. Let me hear the next guy. Next guy comes in. He goes, all right, I'm on my exercise bike, pedaling away. All of a sudden, the curtain gets caught in my tire. I go flying off my bike, off my balcony, grab onto the guy's balcony beneath me. This lunatic comes out, starts punching my hands, kicking my hands. Then he takes a hammer, smashes my hands. I fall, think I'm dead. I'm not. I'm in the bushes. I'm alive. Then this maniac takes a fridge and throws the fridge on my head, kills me. Here I am. St. Peter's like, wow, all right, let me hear the last guy. Last guy comes in, he goes, all right, check it out. I'm naked in a fridge.
Oh, my God. Why didn't I see that?
That was a good one.
I was enthralled.
That was a good one.
I was like, what? It was like, R. Kelly's in the closet, 12 through 9. I was like, and then you added that bike thing in because you hate bikes. It wasn't really a bike.
That was
you
a bike.
Added
yeah.
it. Was it really a bike? Or did you? Yeah, oh, that's insane.
That was a good one, right? That was a good one.
I love that.
All right,
I
listen,
love jokes like that.
Let me ask you a question. I got a, my friend and my one of my producers here, Danny. Mm. Do you know Danny?
I love Danny.
All right, Danny's great. We all love Danny. I mean, we got Joe, we got Danny, and we got Max, the Tizzy Three. They're all autistic.
Yeah, yeah.
At different levels.
Yeah,
they can't make, you talk about, they can't make eye contact. From
right.
Now, Danny is the worst of
them. Yeah, all of y'all do look slow. I'm not even going to lie. Wow.
I mean, it's nuts. I mean, it's crazy. They all have that same curly brown autistic hair.
They all got that, like, he might have a manifesto at home look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They all, the hair curls up because their brains are so intense. Yeah. It just curls the hair.
Yeah.
But Danny wears these jeans. I guess when I was the Bon Jovi knee-less jeans, mm-hmm. right? You buy a jean that's cut up.
Yeah.
Right? I guess I'm old because I don't like that shit. But he wears it. But his knees are out. And here's the thing. His knees make me throw up.
No.
Here's why. He has hairy knees. He has, can you show her your knees, please? And show the camera. I mean, look at that. I mean, that looks like a bum. That looks
That's
like
a lot of hair, but I feel like
it's too much hair for a hair. For if you're gonna have knees that are coming out, you need to wax it. The full bush. It's disgusting.
Well, I mean, I know what a full bush looks like.
So this is what I've said. This is what we've come up with. I say you don't have to wax your legs, mm-hmm. but you got to wax your knee. So we have, what's her name?
Angelique.
Angelique is a professional esthetician. Mm. She has, what's your, Angelique,
gorgeous.
Come on in here. I mean, yeah, she's gorgeous, but she's very pretty. Her boyfriend looks like me on steroids, so he's right over there. So I'm not going to say it, but she's definitely my type of girl. You know what I mean? Just a little weird looking, but sexy and fucking... You know, she'd choke you.
Wait, you, this is going to...
Nice. Do you ever peg this guy?
Why are you...
Wait a second.
He has no idea because he's holding mic and he's just looking around like...
I've never done
that. Listen, so I said that we could get him and she agreed to come in here and wax just his... The parts of his legs that show so the audience doesn't throw up. You understand? So that knee can be there. Now, dude, we got to get the knee, but we got to make sure that,
that's
going
to be painful.
You got to bend your knee a lot so we see it. So, we got it all the way.
I predict it's going to be so red.
Now, have you ever gotten something waxed?
The closest I've ever come is like when I was 16, I had anxiety.
Not sex. Oh, all right, go ahead.
I would have anxiety. I would yank my armpit hair out.
Okay, I don't need to, you're so autistic. I mean, I'm sorry, she's eating. I apologize.
But the thing about it is, that's how slow he is. Because it's like, you could just be doing this, right? Instead of digging up here.
Yeah, you know the root.
I feel bad.
The roots on his armpit hair are like intense. Like a ball of whiteness comes out. Yeah. All right, listen. Now,
and she has to do the whole thing.
Can you hold the mic up to her for a second? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for doing this.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Is this the most hair you've seen this week?
On a knee?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
On a knee?
On a knee, yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever go to Greece?
No.
I mean, this is nuts, right? Am I, he should be getting this done, right?
Yes, he should be getting this done.
Look, look at the autism's kicking in.
Twice a week.
This regrowth,
to train the hair.
Stop growing.
I mean, it's crazy.
Here's my problem. It's not.
I know your problem. I'm looking right in the face. Yeah, you're autistic and you're a
you
hair
keep
off.
You hold this mic like you think you on a soul train line, and I'm telling you, you about to be in a lot of pain, bro.
It's not just the knee.
Yeah.
The problem is my whole body's hairy, right?
Yeah.
Now it's going to look weird. It's going to look weirder with the knee waxed.
No one's going to see the rest of your body except your mom. Okay.
Good point.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Listen, so the knee.
And
we got
ferrets you keep in your basement.
We got yeah. All right, so we're going to wax. Now you have the wax.
Yes, we're all ready. I'm going to prep his skin here.
All right, prep his skin.
Disinfect.
Now, you've never been waxed before.
Never.
Oh, this dude don't know what's up.
I mean, I've seen 40-year-old virgin.
Listen to me. My wife is an esthetician, and she waxed my asshole once.
Oh my God, you got a Brazilian?
Well, she was supposed to do my cheeks, and then she's like, I'm going to do the rest. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, in there. And
but I bet them shits felt good.
It hurt.
Get rid of that hair.
Yeah, I screamed like a motherfucker.
I bet you did.
And then my ass cheeks looked like a 13-year-old boy going through puberty. When the hair came back, I had little pimples on my butt.
Oh, ugh, no.
Grossed me out. All right, so we're putting wax on. Okay, so we're describing this right now. You can see it, I guess. Is it what kind of
it
wax?
Looks like,
is,
it looks like honey.
How come it doesn't need? Is it honey? It is honey, right?
No, it's wax.
It's a sugar.
A sugar. Oh, this one hurts. This hurt. Oh, she went. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of already hurt. It already hurt. Fuck.
Curve.
Yeah, because you have a monkey knee. That's why.
It hurts. Oh my God.
I mean, dude. You're half chimpanzee.
Not.
I mean, oh, wait. Now, you got to tell him what to do and tell us, please. Describe it. Right, so hold the mic up to her, please.
I'm going to put the paper over.
I got to see
the situation, okay? Yeah. So now, now I rub in the direction the hair grows.
Mm-hmm. Right? How do you, can you tell on that monkey knee?
Let's get it going.
So we're warming up the sugar wax right now.
Yeah, okay.
Oops. Oops. Oh, you don't want that.
See, look, he has so much hair, it just wouldn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So now I have to hold his skin tight.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm going to rip very fast.
All right, now listen, hold that mic up to your mouth.
Are ready?
Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Ready? Ready?
One.
It.
What?
It did hurt.
I know.
It looks like you just killed a puppy.
It looked like a back of a rat.
Oh my God. Come on.
Oh, that fucking hurts.
Oh. You can't swear.
Yeah, but you got to get the whole thing.
Don't swear.
Oh, shit.
We have to monetize this, so please keep your F bombs down. She can swear. You can't. I need you to just hold it in. Oh my God. I mean, she just did 65 takes and he's still hairy. It's nuts.
This is.
Oh my God. Oh, look at that, honey. Take a bite. Can you eat it? You can. Taste it. It's all that.
It hurts spreading on. Yeah. That's nuts.
Yeah, because it's pulling the hair for the roots.
Boy, I thought it wouldn't hurt when it goes on.
Why?
I actually think it hurts more going on than coming off.
All right. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, this is. Ah. I tell you, this one about to be gnarly.
Yeah. Oh, this is nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not. Hang on. What's it? You're putting it on. Let me get this too.
The
ready?
The side of it was cool.
Hang on. One second. All right. Here we go. Ready? Go ahead. Here we go. We got to warm it up. Warm it up. You got to warm it up. You got to get that hairy knee. Look at that knee. My God. I didn't even know he had pants on. All right. Here we go.
Ready?
You ready? Yeah. Hold that in. Wow, is that a lot? Did you get a lot?
Yeah.
You gotta be tough for the gram. Yeah. Oh my God. Them kneecaps.
I haven't seen my knee like this in
this is like
years.
An episode of Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh shit. This is bad. All right, ready? We got more? We got more? All right, we got more. I mean, this knee is hairy.
It's hairy.
This knee is fucking nuts.
Oh, boy.
Okay, hang on.
Oh, boy.
Okay, here we go. We are waxing Danny's just his knees so he can wear those stupid Bon Jovi jeans and not make people throw up in the first row with his hairy knee. Here we go. Ready? All right, here we go. We got honey waxing. So what's the name of your place? We can plug your place.
Doesn't have a place.
I do hair. I don't have. Oh, shit.
Oh, hey, you got. Yes.
She just watched a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do hair. I'm a hair colorist out in New Jersey.
Right.
One.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, she fucked up. Oh, she fucked up. She did one, two.
Yeah.
Oops.
I love that you do hair and you don't do this. This is like getting your chicken fried by somebody who walks dogs.
What's the YKW Instagram? YKW Dude Cat? What is it?
Yeah, YKW Dude.
All right, here we go.
Your eyes, bro.
All right, listen. Let's go into some questions.
Oh, were you trying to go back to something else?
No. While he's doing this, we're gonna go for your questions. All right. So we can hear him scream. Oh my God! Look at, let it out. You can let it out.
Yeah. The problem is that what's let out is cursing.
Wait till she uses the
tweezers. It's fine. You can curse now. We get enough. Without, oh my God, dude! How is your knee so disgusting? Your knee looks like it should be in a circus. How are you eating? I'm going to throw up. What the fuck?
It's nervous eating.
Nervous eating. Oh my God. Look at the wax. Oh my God. She's holding his leg like in a headlock hold. What is going on?
What is that? Oh, that's the other side of it. Ew.
She read the backs on the of the wax. Oh, that one didn't go. Oh, it's not going. The root is too tough. He's got Jew roots.
Bro, you got so much more. I mean, it's...
Oh, my God. Daddy, you got... That's like doing somebody's head. That is nuts. Your knee is nuts. She's used half a jug of wax in all of her napkins, and she's not even done. Ah, she can't get it. You got to put wax on that. You got to put wax. You gotta wax that thing up.
Bobby, what you trying to give some professional critique?
I mean, look at that nut of hair. That looks like Frank Sinatra's
head.
That
looks like Bobby McFerrin's braid.
Oh my God! So listen, we got a question. Big Ben Cox 69.
Oh,
yeah, this is gonna be a good
right
one.
Right out the gate.
Do you ever have fans bring you gifts after shows? And if so, what is the coolest one and the weirdest one? Or the weirdest one?
Yes, I do have fans bring me gifts. I've had some really cool gifts. I think the most interesting one I had is a doll that I'm not sure I can destroy.
Why?
Because it looks exactly like me, and I'm not sure if it's a voodoo doll.
Yeah.
So I pray over it.
Yeah.
But one of my fans made this doll for me, and it's...
Hold that thought for 1 second. Here we go. And
That was the worst.
She took his kneecap off on that one. Oh my God, she pulled the mustache off. That's a full blown mustache.
That was a tough one too. Look how it's like.
Did you hear it?
That was the worst one. That was the worst one.
I mean, she don't. And this, in fact, she just learned this tonight. This is the best part. She's a hairdresser.
Your kneecaps look like strawberry shortcake.
Dude, it looks like
we're gonna take photos of that. Show that to like, show.
It looks like something from Star Wars.
all right. So it was a voodoo doll, you think?
Yeah, you know, I pray over that doll. Make sure that doll ain't got no connection to me like that. But I love people bring me. One of my fans brought me a edge baby hairs for me to tattoo on my head.
What do you mean?
Like, you know how girls do the baby hairs? So she brought me like the tattooed ones where I could just stick them on and I don't have to do all the like baby hair stuff.
What's a baby hair?
Oh, Bobby.
Oh, the little things, Bobby. Right here, little curls.
Have you watched anything since the Flintstones? Huh? Was the last thing you heard, Meet the Jetsons, huh? His boy, Elroy.
All right, here we go. Chucklefucker 808. Why would you set me up? Were there and jokes you wrote? You idiot. Were there any jokes you wrote for the roast of Mr. Peanut? What was this?
Oh, yeah, the for
planet,
Super Bowl.
And the planets wouldn't let you... That planters wouldn't let you say. So you roasted the peanut?
Yes. And for the Super Bowl.
All right, listen. Oh, she's just going to town now.
Yeah.
She's tired.
That's also how it sounded in the editing room for the Super Bowl commercial when I was talking. Oh, no.
So what happened?
Yeah,
it was a
fantastic experience.
Oh, shit. She's corporate. She still get money.
No,
you might get money.
No, but I mean,
that's corporate. Yeah, let me tell you something. I know corporate Yamanika. There's regular Yamanika, then there's ghetto Yamanika, like the dude at the ice cream store, and then there's corporate.
Oh my God, you remember that?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
No, yeah, but it was his fault.
He's still mad.
Fuck him.
This is regular Yamanika.
We're
going into.
I'm not being corporate. I had an amazing time.
You stop pronouncing your R's really hard, that's when you're in corporate. I had a really good time.
It was an amazing time.
Ah,
but listen, I wrote some really hard-hitting jokes that did not make it to
Can you
air.
Tell us one?
But not that I remember offhand.
Like, is it roasting the peanut guy, right? Yo, dude, you look like my uncle's nuts.
No, it was something
that's a good
I said.
One.
Oh, I did one. I actually did one for one of the roasters that they took out because it teetered on being unwoke.
What was it?
Because I'm not going to mention names, but he's Spanish. And I asked him how he felt being on stage roasting Mr. Peanuts instead of selling oranges off the side of the 405.
That's funny.
And they did it. That he liked it too. I mean, we were all kind of hitting each other really hard. There was some everybody there is some of the top
Thomas
roasters.
Segura?
No, no. But they. But what I did appreciate is, you know, you saw quick snippets for the actual commercial that aired, but they did do an extended that's up on YouTube. Yeah. But that's clean too. I mean, we have to, let's be honest. Like, you know, people complain about Janet Jackson's tits falling out. There's no way they're gonna let us drop F-bombs and talk about nuts and fuck it. You know?
I did one of these Super Bowl ads for Hyundai. Me and God. Now make sure you stand up because we might have got the wrong spot. Did you stand up? Did you get the right spot? All right, now see that thigh up there? You got to get that thigh. See that little spot right there? So put some wax.
Oh, I know that's open.
Oh, that's going to hurt.
Oh,
that's
gonna God.
Hurt. That's going to hurt.
And your pores is like screaming.
All right, so let me ask you a question. So I did this thing for Hyundai.
Yeah.
And we went in a lot of money. Mm. It's people don't understand.
Like I may not have gotten Honda money. Honda's a different kind of. But we got a lot of money. But it was,
let me tell you something.
Yeah.
People, you corporate? Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
You would be too, bitch.
Yeah,
when
absolutely.
When they go, yo, here's some money.
Yeah.
And you come in and do some jokes.
Yeah.
But the corporate world, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello, so, hi. Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Hey, come on. Yeah. Is there anything? And
yeah, the stealest jokes you need, I'll give it to you.
Whatever you need. Yeah. Right. I'll give it to you. I'll do my best. And at the end of this.
Because people in America are really laughing to this sort of crisp, clean, you know, they love to chuckle at stuff like that.
They love chuckling.
Yeah. They love that chuckle comedy. Yeah, it's not a lot of pressure for a stand-up until you come to a club and you really want comics to loosen their hair. You got to let us loosen our hair.
Yeah. Sometimes they want that chuckle shit.
Yeah. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't get it.
Have you had any incident in the last couple of years on stage where people are like offended?
Oh, yeah. My current joke now is very offensive.
What is it called? White people are bitches and fuck them?
No. I've been offending people for quite a long time. I talk about an experience I have at the American Girl Doll Store.
Oh, hang on one second. We're at a tennis match. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. Yamanika, what do you think of this? I mean, you've had waxing done. He's getting his upper thigh waxed with the honey sugar waxing. Is this going to hurt or not?
I hope he has on a pamper.
Are we ready? Tell us when we're ready. You're ready. Take a real deep one. Scream.
Oh, mother.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. That's a lot. That looks like a baby head. Wow. Did you get it all?
Breach.
Nope. You got to get that nugget. See that patch? That patch right there. Because I don't want him to go through this and still have a flap of hair.
Listen, if I was you, I would stop wearing them pants tonight. Right?
All you have to do is stick.
Originally, this was supposed to be for the Patreon.
Yeah, see, you missed that patch. Oh, shit. She did the wrong spot. You got to do it.
Stand up.
It's fucking the wrong spot. You got to do that spot. Stand up, dum-dum. Oh, don't fall. All right, next question. You ready?
Yeah.
From Fat JC, are you that bitch? What does that mean? Is that something you say?
No, I think, you know, girls are sort of powering themselves. I'm that bitch. I'm you know.
Okay. So you're that bitch?
No.
Okay, it says thank you.
I'm not saying that I'm not proud of who I am, but what you realize as you get older is that you're not the only that bitch.
Right.
You know what I mean? That there's other people who are also spectacular.
I tell you what, as I get older and I've been in this business for a while, I can look down at the motherfuckers. I don't say that bitch, but these young bucks that are coming up, I'm like, wow, good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you see, when we were coming up, you know, a big arena for us was 12,000 seats.
Yeah.
Now these guys are playing the Garden.
Yeah.
That's like an average thing.
Yeah.
For people to go in and play arenas and do these huge epic theaters. And I'm like, you know, it's timing. It's universe. Are you going? You ready? All right. Back to the waxing. Okay, Yamanika. Now, well, before you go, hold up. She actually made a mistake and did the wrong patch of hair on this guy's thigh. So when he stood up, we realized we had to do it again.
He stood up like a fool. Yeah. Like the fool that he is.
Do you think this is going to hurt more or less than the last patch?
I think you've moved up to the number one spot if he ever decides to go somewhere and start shooting.
I'm number one. You don't think he's going to kill her first?
No. No.
Okay, here we go. Let's get this down. Danny, put the mic up to your mouth, please,
yeah,
and let it out. You have permission to let it out.
Okay.
Say whatever you want, except there's a couple words. There's a couple.
Whatever you want, but don't.
There's a couple. Yeah, there's a couple. So, all right, ready? One, two, three.
Five. Oh, motherfucker. Oh, shit.
I'm going to throw up.
What the fuck?
You took skin.
Fruit.
Is that skin? I'm going to throw up. Why is it connected? Take a picture of it.
Why is it like that?
Yo, get that close up. Yo, get that close up of that. Yo, use my phone, get a close up. What the fuck is
that?
Is
it hanging like that?
Don't you touch it. I don't want you touching anything of mine ever again. Why did you? It's a tuft. It's a tuft.
It's a really dense area.
A dense area. Why is it?
Oh. Oh, God.
It looks like you murdered a kitten. What the fuck? Okay, thank you. All right, next question. Whoa. Okay. Yam. Why are you the best guest? I love you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. Right.
Why are you more gangster than the majority of rappers right now? That's the same guy. I mean, what is it? All Abe? What's going on? Yammy, I'm the biggest foodie in my family.
Yeah.
Who cooks for y'all at the holiday events through the years? I want to know, A, what holiday meal is your favorite in which to participate? B, what is your favorite item to make which you do better than everyone else involved? Good question.
Hands down, I love Thanksgiving.
All right, this next one's going to be rough.
Okay.
I don't mean it bad. I know it's your girlfriend. This bitch is going nuts. I mean, she's going crazy, dude.
It looks like that ocean spray circle.
Is that cranberry juice?
Before you do it, we're going to answer this question. So tell me that. Who's the big, I'm the biggest foodie. Who cooks all the food and what is your favorite? What holiday is your favorite meal to do and who makes the, what is your favorite item to make and who makes it better than everybody else?
My mom is the foodie now, mm-hmm, in the family. She eats everything, wants everything.
Okay.
My favorite is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Just because I love the stuffing and all of that. And my mother puts the turkey on and the ham. It's just so great. And I love rice with the gravy. Please don't bring me back to where I just left, okay?
Because
I don't do rice anymore.
You look good, baby. We're there, baby.
Yeah, I got to catch up to you.
You look good, Bubba.
Thank you.
Hang on 1 second. You there? All right, put the stuff on. You can put it on. Yeah, go ahead.
And my favorite dish that I make better than anybody is my macaroni and cheese.
Oh, God damn it. Can I try that sometime?
Yeah, I got a secret ingredient that really knocks people. I can't tell you, but it has a little sweetness.
Was it breast milk?
No.
We gotta go back to the game.
I got it?
You didn't get it, but you better focus on.
You better get it right now.
I didn't know you could be multitasking with all this damn trauma.
I'm more fat than I am hairy.
All right, here we go. No, you're not. here we are. We're back, and we're about to pull off, I think, what I believe is the last patch of hair. He has more hair on his leg than most 38-year-old men have on their heads. So
don't ever commit a crime because their DNA is all over you.
Here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you sure? Okay. One.
Why are you asking her?
Right. I was just saying, ready.
One. Two. She did the two. She did the two. Oh, man. Look at, is that part of the, no, you got to get that middle patch.
That middle part.
You got, that looks like a mohawk. It looks like a mohawk on the side. Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to another question here.
My knee has a rat tail.
Benny the Jets. Yamanika, I know even when your most recent success, you ride the subway. Can you ride with Bobby Moore so our boy doesn't get shanked? You know, I almost got stabbed.
What? Yeah. On the subway?
Yeah, that's from Benny and the Jets. Yeah, I got attacked a couple weeks ago. I was on the subway. Guy almost bumped into him, started screaming at me. I kind of let it go. Then I saw him again screaming. I told him to shut the fuck up. He came at me. I pushed him like we were going to fight. And then he pulled out a knife and was like, I'm going to fucking murder you. And he goes, he called me a bitch because I was running. And I couldn't think. The worst part is I wish I could have said, you're the bitch. You got the knife. Put the knife down, pussy. But I was so thinking about my son and shit.
No, that's absolutely right. My doorman teases me sometimes because when we hang out in my neighborhood, you know, I'm still up in Harlem. And if I see some craziness, I move. And he's right. Like, oh, you scared? I'm like,
yep.
I have shit to live for.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're on the train, I had an experience. This was years ago. And I was taking I can't remember. I was going to a temp job. This was years and years ago. And the 4 or 5, and it was crowded. You know how it's so packed in the morning, yeah. And they have the guards out there because they got to, like, it's crazy. So I couldn't get on, and they were pushing. Everybody was pushing on, and the girl behind me was mad that I couldn't get on the train. You know, it was, like, I had to wait for the next one. And she just kept calling me a fat bitch.
Oh, shit.
Just kept calling me a fat, you fat bitch. That's why you can't get on the train. You fat bitch, you fat. Over and over and over again.
White girl?
No. Well, I don't know. White girls be getting gangster too, but this was not a white girl.
Was it a rapper?
And no. And so I remember I turned around because I was getting annoyed, right? Because that's really what happens. You get annoyed and why are we having this? This doesn't have to be this big of a thing. And I turned around, and I just remember, like, she had this huge-ass gap in her mouth.
Oh, shit.
Right? And so she just kept going on and on. She was like a string bean, too. She was very thin. And the guy, one of the MTA guys was like, because the train was still there, he was like, listen, let's just try to get you on. This is going to be too much. So people make space for me. I get on a train, and then the door closes, and then the door opens back up, right?
No.
And then she's like, oh, you fat bitch. That's right. You can't fit on the train. That's why the door won't close, you fat bitch. And I just remember everybody looking, and I was so exposed.
Yeah.
And I was trying not to say anything to her because, you know, there is a superpower that we have when it comes to words.
Yeah.
We're comics.
Yeah.
So I'm trying not to make this a thing, and I don't know if people are going to record or whatever. And, the door closes again, but I was agitated at myself that I didn't really take her to task.
Say some shit, yeah.
And I said, you know, I'm not going to blame this on God, but I said, Lord, if you open this door up one more time, I'm going to let her have it.
Right.
And I just remember the door going boom, boom, and it opened up again, and she went right back into that fat bitch. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I said, why don't I get off this train and jump in your fucking gap? You get on the train and we can ride together. The whole train was in tears. And she sat there and she was like,
oh, shit.
I don't have a gap. I'm like, bitch, who are you for? Like, it was a thing. It was crazy. But to have somebody who was bullying me, and that's not like, I've been a bully at some points too.
Yeah.
But to have somebody who's just like, there's nothing I can do. You've taken the thing that I would be most sensitive about and that I can't change at this moment,
right?
Which is my weight.
Yeah.
And then you're ostracizing and villainizing me for that. And really, my weight wasn't the problem why I couldn't get on the train. It was just packed, you know? And
sure.
It was a bunch of, we were waiting for trains. It was all the way almost out to the station. People were waiting. But, I was glad I said that to her.
You say that we have the superpower with words. I actually, my superpower died because when the guy pulled out the knife, we were going to fight. And I was like, fuck.
No, Bobby.
When he pulled out the knife, I went like this. This is what I said. You're gonna stab me over words?
Yeah.
That's the gayest thing I've said in
life. No, no. And that's what...
I turned into a slam poet.
No.
I mean, I suck, Yamanika. You had a good line. I went over words. He looked at me. He literally went, what?
Yeah. Now I'm gonna kill you because you're a bitch.
I know. But say it. Say it to me. Watch out. Go ahead. I'm gonna kill you, motherfucker.
You gonna stab me over words?
Oh, you say it with that tone. It sounds awesome.
Say it with that tone.
Well, I didn't. I said, you're gonna stab me over
words?
Make
him sound stupid. stupid. Like, this is what you doing?
He was going to
with
still
your
stab
life?
Me. Yeah.
And you got a fucking knife? It's, nigga, it's 2023.
Yeah, that sounds
cool. You
don't
know if I got
cool.
a piece on me or what I got happening.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, but I've
I didn't
had to
say
fight
that.
A lot.
I ran and I had a snack pack from CVS on me.
That's because you got skinny fingers.
You bitch. Ready? Here we're back to the game. Back to the game. She has the last patch, the mohawk patch.
I still see some stuff on the side, Bobby. I don't know if this is the last one.
Well, it might not be, but we're going to get this last little mohawk. Here we go. And we're going to count to one. Just do it on.
And it's hanging off.
We don't know where she's going to do it. It could be one.
Oh!
I guess it's a one. She did it on a one. There's a side patch you got to get. You know that. Okay. Oh,
is it? She's sick of you.
Oh, she's done.
She's done. She's sick of you. She's like, nah.
How are you feeling?
It's sore.
Do you need water?
Yeah, I could take a water.
Okay, can we get him a water?
I know
okay.
you hot. Can oh, we, you about to put the alcohol
Danny,
on
Danny, can we see?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we see? I mean, there's still some hair coming down, but it's not as bad.
Look at his knee. It's all red.
Yeah, well.
Oh, you look like you got chicken pox.
Yeah, don't act. Hey, listen, don't act sad. You did it. What are you talking about? You're part of this.
I would put those jeans.
All right, pull the jeans up a little bit. Can you pull them up a little bit? I mean, you got two patches. She messed up. She fucked you on the top one. Now you got, let me see.
Here?
All right, here and there, just in case.
Do you want me to change into shorts so you can really do it with that shorts?
I mean, if you change into your shorts, can we just do all the
No, there's no way. There's no. I'm not.
You don't know how to negotiate at all.
Danny, it looks a little better, doesn't it? Danny.
No.
No, the part that, yeah.
Yeah,
that part,
that
yeah. Looks, yeah. If well, you bend over and, yeah,
it looks
get
better.
Your eagle on, and yeah, we can see that.
All right, give it up for Danny, everybody.
Danny! Be proud of yourself. You got no consolation prize for this.
No, we do. Next week we're doing his back.
Now, that's what I really want to see.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's going to throw. Please throw that out in the hallway.
The whole thing. It looks
like
a crime
look
scene.
Like, yeah, we murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Yami, what do you got coming up? I want to go over your credits for really quick.
Please.
You're a writer. Now, there's a writer strike going on, but you're a writer on...
What are you going to win a
Life After
Writers
Beth?
Guild Award?
You a what?
We just won a Writers Guild Award.
Inside
Amy Schumer.
You
so
have
I
the
got
award.
A strike. I got a strike.
You got to. You have the award.
And it's heavy, too.
It's heavy, and here's the thing, right? Here's the other thing. The benefits in the Writers Guild is the shit.
Yeah, it's better than another guild that I'm a part of.
The SAG.
SAG-AFTRA.
No, I love SAG-AFTRA.
I love SAG. I still
We're
have
about to
SAG
strike
term.
With you. I'm in the Writers Guild, too.
Yeah.
But they're way better, man. I think
they're
I'll tell you, SAG-AFTRA is like 24-hour fitness, and the Writers Guild is the Equinox.
Yes.
Right?
But I'm still on that 24-hour fitness.
You're writing for that, so you're off now until
we
that comes back.
We just finished the second season.
So it's done.
Life and Beth, yes. We're it's in edits now.
That's great. You got it in before the strike.
Yes, we did.
That's great.
It was a really fun season.
Now, in a writer's room, do you have to come up with ideas and then go write the scene? You get ideas and then someone writes it? Because not everybody can write.
No,
how does it work?
There's a head writer that
writes.
Dictates the room.
Okay.
And, if it's episodic, people can be assigned episodes, right?
What do you do?
When we did, when I wrote for Che, we did sketches. We all submitted our sketches and we went over them and fine-tuned them and worked on them as a collaborative.
So you're smart. You know grammar. You know how to write. You know.
I've always been smart.
I don't know shit.
Yeah.
Like I can write something, but I don't know where. I don't know what a semicolon does.
You know, one of the things that I've learned in this business is I always, I'm not afraid to tell people I don't know something and ask. And oftentimes that puts me in positions where people will be like, "Hey, you want to be in this thing?" I think the first time I was in a writer's room, it was very intimidating. I wrote for a historical roast with Jeff Ross for Netflix. And there was a lot of amazing writers, some people that just specifically write. They're not doing stand-up, not doing anything else.
Right.
And they work with some really amazing talents. And so it can be intimidating at first, but I think once you realize that you bring a unique perspective and a voice to things. So once I started learning that,
Spot's in 2 minutes, so I think you got to wrap up.
Oh, your spot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. My spot is in 2 minutes, but they're probably 5 minutes late.
So, yeah.
But I'll go to thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
You've been more concerned about my calendar than I've been in years.
He's a sweet guy. He's autistic, though. It would drive him mental knowing
I know, you need to go. And I'm going to get going, but I'm glad I like this one-on-one. I look forward to coming back and really having. Next time we'll put our hair down a little more.
I think we got our hair down a little bit.
We did a little bit, but you and I haven't had a chance to really vibe. You've been running and ripping. I've been running and ripping. So I feel like we were catching up today, which was great.
Yeah.
You know, just to sit down and feel our energy about where we are.
Yeah.
But next time, yeah, we'll turn it up. We'll be more, you know, waxing and butt plugs and pegging and
nice. So we're gonna
talking about.
We're gonna fool around. We're gonna do some shit.
Yeah, we'll do it all.
All right. Listen to me. Tell me what you got going on. Where are you gonna be?
I think it's the 23rd. They're going to be mad at me because we're doing this roast in L.A., the anti-Semitism roast. Go to my Instagram. I'm going to post it later on today. Anything at Yamanika. You can always catch me every week on every Wednesday. I do Comedy Hype. And, you know, go if you haven't seen Life and Beth first season, go see it. If you haven't watched that damn Michael Che show, go watch it. If you haven't watched Flatbush Misdemeanor, go watch it. Inside Amy Schumer, go watch it. And, you know, we'll see what else is in store for us this year.
All right, check it out. Make sure you check her out. Hilarious in everything she does. And go see me live, robertkellylive.com. You know, I'm on the Bonfire Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I got this show. We got the Bone to Pick with Paul Verzi. That podcast is killing it. So if you want to send in a bone to pick cast@gmail.com. We read your bones live on the air. But you want to come see me live this summer? You know I'm going to the tiny house. I leave town for 2 months. I'm up in the woods. All right? I'm going to be in Portsmouth, New Hampshire on the July 27th. July 28th, Nashua, New Hampshire. July 29th, Laconia, up right near my tiny house. Rutherford, New Jersey, September 23rd. Go to robertkellylive.com for all my dates. Buy the tickets now. Spread the word. Keep liking. Keep subscribing. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Guys, what do you got?
Social media is Max Marcus Comedy.
Jokes Russell on Instagram and the show on YouTube.
He's an asshole. Jokes Russell. Say it again because the mic's cutting out.
Jokes Russell on Instagram.
You guys stink.
The cheese show on YouTube.
All right. Check it out. What do you got?
Danny Braff on Instagram and comedy at Verve, third Thursday of every month in Somerville, New Jersey.
And you know what else you got? You got a nice, clean knee, baby. Those pants look good now. And make sure you go to comicwearables.com, get all the gear for YKWD. It's right up there. Use code word ladybugs. I want to thank all the people on Patreon right now. You guys are the best fans in the world. And I want to thank all you guys watching on YouTube and listening on Apple and Spotify, wherever the fucking show is. Keep spreading the word, liking, get the show over. You guys are doing it. And we'll see you next week on You Know What, Dude podcast.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.